interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, John, our first story goes back to the 4th of January, and we go to Japan for a story about a 70-year-old man named Kazuharo Akimoto. And so he was involved in a deal where he's driving his car behind 10 touring motorcycles. And according to police, he became enraged from being behind the pack of motorcycles. You know, they're kind of riding, I don't know, 2-3 wide, I imagine. And he can't get around them, and they're kind of just on a Sunday drive cruising around. And this dude keeps gradually driving closer and closer to the rear of these bikers and stuff. And that upset the bikers, who ended up confronting him about it. Everybody pulls over, and that's when things escalate. Police aren't exactly sure how it escalated or what was said first, but one thing led to another, and a brawl breaks out between the 70-year-old guy in the car and a group of 10 motorcycle enthusiasts. Four men in the group, all of whom were said to be in their 40s and 50s, were arrested the next day after the brawl. And then a few days later, on the 10th of January, the 70-year-old man was taken into custody because his car has a dashboard cam, and it showed him kind of harassing the group on the motorcycles with his car, you know, like speeding up behind them and stuff. And then it even captured when they got all pulled over, he threw a punch and hit this 48-year-old woman in the head. She was wearing a helmet at the time, and so she wasn't hurt, but that's what started the brawl. And the old man ended up with a couple broken bones in his face.
In his face. I would think his hand, too, because he punched her helmet.
Well, not, it doesn't say anything about that, but once he took a swing at the girl, then the rest of the bikers got on him, and dude got his ass beat.
Yeah.
So I guess even if you feel like you're still pretty good shape at 70 years old, probably not to get into a brawl with 10 bikers on the side of the road, no matter how much of a badass you think you are.
Okay. Now, a family got cited by city in, well, this is in Little Rock, Arkansas, for having too many balls in the front yard. Little Rock, Arkansas cracked down on a family for what they described as having excessive balls on their property. The complaint came from a neighbor, and then the city came out and took a look. Yeah, that's a lot of balls, said the city, and they issued the family a code violation. The homeowner says the lady with the offending number of balls, says she took her trash out the other morning and noticed a citation from the city. And the citation said there were too many balls and toys in the front of her fenced-in yard. She said,
we're talking basketballs, baseballs, footballs.
Soccer balls, basketballs, baseballs. She said, I don't know, I counted 8 to 10 balls. The family was told they had 7 days to de-ball the yard.
Come on.
The family got rid of most of the balls and also raked a pile of leaves just to make sure that they were in compliance there, too.
Wow. Thought maybe you were talking about somebody sitting on the porch or something, not properly dressed.
Yeah, yeah.
But no. And finally, in Tupelo, Mississippi, the county jail in Tupelo, Mississippi, got a fax this month that said one of the inmates was up for release. And, John, I guess that's how they normally do it. The fax itself was not the weird part. They accept fax from the courthouse regarding prisoners and things. But they did notice a few irregularities in the release request. So they called the courthouse to say, hey, is this legit? Did you send over a release form, a fax for so-and-so, so-and-so? No, we didn't send that over. Oh, we don't know what's going on there. And so they did some digging. The cops digging and found out who did send the fax. They realized that the number that the fax come had been spoofed to make it look like it came from the court, but it actually came from the inmate's girlfriend.
Yeah.
28-year-old Stephanie House.
You gotta try.
Was arrested on Thursday and confessed to sending the fake fax to get her boyfriend out of jail. Now she's facing fraud charges, and they also found drug paraphernalia at the house, so they're gonna tag that on her too. Just the facts, ma'am.
Hey, the old girlfriend have a fax machine set up at her place?
I guess so.
Classic.
Here's the deal, honey. I need you to send a fax to the jailhouse.